He
said, would you like to see some magic? Oh, yeah, disappear. And he was visibly shaken, you know, and he had this assistant called Gail, Auntie Gail, who was large, very large, and very ugly. It looked as if she'd been jogging behind a gritting lorry. She wore these fishnet stockings that she got second hand from the Grimsby trawler fleet. And, and he sent her out into the audience to bring someone from the audience on stage. And she brought this girl, she'd be about 11 or 12. And Uncle Mark said, and what's your name? He said, Mandy. He said, Mandy, that's a lovely name, isn't it? He said, would you like to see a trick? He said, right, what I want you to do, Mandy, I want you to think of a card. Any card, right? But don't tell me. And I'm going to ask you in a little bit what that card is you're thinking of, and your card will pop out of this hat between the ears of my rabbit. That'll be magic, won't it? He went over and he went, the rabbit's gone! And all the teachers went, oh, Brian! And he said, right, Mandy, what card were you thinking of? She said, Mr. Bon the Baker. And it went downhill from there. Unbelievable. And then he tried to pick it up at the end. He said, right, boys and girls, I'm going to leave you now, but before I do, I'm going to show you how brave Auntie Dale is. Okay, yeah. He said, right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to manacle her to this big round board, I'm going to spin it round, I'm going to throw knives at the board. This is going to be good. He said, Auntie Gail is so brave she won't make a sound. So he spins the board, and it's going round very slowly. There are four knives in the board before Uncle Marvo had thrown it. It's the funniest thing I've seen. Then I had to present the prizes. And, there's a prize for best attendance. Okay, 8%. And the kid never turned up to get it. Prizes away. And the good prizes. There was a watch, there was a mobile phone, there was a wallet. Brilliant. They're going to put it on TV. They're going to make a TV documentary about it. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fronted by Ross Kemp. Anyone brave enough to do it? My money's on the score. Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you. And actually, people. A lot of people keep asking, they say, why don't you do TV these days? It's quite simple, I can't cook. It's not as simple as that. I don't know, it's a bit difficult to explain, but it's just that I think I probably saw the best of TV, if I'm actually honest, when I was doing it. Because when I was doing it, I could talk about anything, as long as I didn't swear. And the BBC were great. You can talk about anything as long as you don't swear. And now, you can't talk about anything. You have to have Tourette's syndrome to be a comedian. And it's just, I can't put up with the hassle anymore. It's trouble, because whenever you do comedy, you're always upsetting somebody, you know. There's a lot of sense of humour failing out there. A couple of years ago, I did a sketch about dyslexics, and the letters I've got. Do a Jasper Parget. Not a Sicilian's along, you winker. Alzheimer's. Oh, the envelopes, they say. They were empty, aren't they? So it's true that the worst thing the worst one I did was a few years ago. I used to do live Saturday night television, live to air, you know. And it used to be late at night. And I started this one programme by going, well, tonight we're going to have a go at deaf people.
And it was being signed. Yeah.
Thousands of letters. Those who told them. I was having to go to Dangerous Sports, it was a good one, and, you know, it was a hand gliding, throwing yourself off a BTA attached to a frame tent, and water skiing, and why people water ski, I don't know, I tried it a couple of years ago in Spain, and basically it's a rich man's enema. Cold water shooting up your bum 45 miles an hour. Yes, yes, 20 euro, take me around the bay again, I'm stupid. And bungee jumping. Bungee jumping. It's bomb that time, isn't it? Is Trainspotters having an hour off or something? I had a pocket of Montage, bloody hell, they came at me 100 mile an hour. Don't knock it if you haven't tried it, cash. I had to go down to Bristol and Clifton Suspension Bridge and they throw themselves off there, you know. And they had so enthusiastic, it's a very exact science, just, you know. Getting down to the last minute, they tell you, would you like your head to go to the water? Not unless I'm living on the bloody bank account. There they were, tossing themselves off. One of the bungee jumpers was blind. Blind bungee jumping. It's so bottle to do that. It was amazing listening to a Labrador scream. Was getting near the water because the leaf went slack. Talk about what you know most about. And for me, it's dogs. Although I did have sex in a car once. It was a Nissan Micra. Not much room in one of those for three people. Dogs in this country are called Jasper.
I know of two.
It's a nightmare. I mean, I can't go to the park.
No.
Jasper, come here. Jasper, sex. What's that? Jasper, get off that woman's leg. Well, that wasn't. The times I jumped into the back of a 4x4. And cars. This is, as far as I know, this is true. I'm trying to convert it, but apparently it's true. When you get to a certain age, the DVLA in Swansea are trying to get this thing passed that once you get over 60, you have to take your driving test again to see whether you are competent, which is worrying. And because that's me out, that's me off the road. There's no way I could pass a driving test today. It's just, I've been driving for 40 years. It's doing great. I can't change just overnight like that. I mean, I'd start off all right, you know, 28 miles a day. Be a human. Soon as someone cuts me off, that's it. Oi, doctor! Don't bother to indicate, pal, I'm clairvoyant. Don't worry, pal, I'll have him at the next set of lights. Help yourself to a beer this morning. And, because now there is a written part of the test, which is, I mean, I never had to do that. But you've got to write answers, and I've been looking at the questions, I've got no chance. What do two solid white lines in the middle of the road mean? It's a challenge. Who has right of way at a roundabout? Well, me, who has it? Traffic lights, what comes after a single amber light? I don't know, I've never run around long enough. Insomniac, and not all the time, but I get periods of insomnia, so I don't know what it is, and well, I wait for hours wondering what's causing it. Any people have insomnia in here? Yes, yeah. It's an interesting affliction because insomnia is a solo affliction. Right? It means that when you are bright, wide awake, 4 o'clock in the morning, no matter how many people are in bed with you, only one person can have insomnia. And isn't that infuriating? When you are bright, wide awake, 4 o'clock in the morning, your partner is guaranteed out. Absolutely guaranteed, rock solid out. And isn't that infuriating when you can't get to sleep and they are zedding away? Stages of sleep every night. They always start off by fly catching. Then they go to that stage when they only ever breathe in. Scamming me! Yes, I hope you send me a free gift.
A pen,
a
yeah.
And life insurance adverts. I mean, driving me mad. But I have to say this. For years, I have admired life insurance stuff. They are brilliant. They are brilliant. I mean, look at what they're selling. I mean, they come and they go, fine, here's the deal, Mr. Carrick, okay, life insurance. What happens is, you give us your money every month for the rest of your life, and when you die, we give it you back. Timeshares are a piece of piss. But they do give it you back. They do give it you back. My children get the money. That's where the money goes. My children get it. And that's a double-edged sword because, well, okay, it gives me peace of mind, but it gives them a motive. Mike keeps sending me to Switzerland. Hotel Dignitas. We found it on lastminute.com. It's a pretty funny hotel. I'm the only one who comes down for breakfast. What do you get for breakfast? Cheerios. Quantum mechanics? Blue group! Play with your jelly molds. That's where we met. And our first day at school, they sat us next to one another. And it was a school in Birmingham called Moseley Mixed. And it was all boys, but we've never figured it out. But we did some terrible things. We were in pretty trouble. And I'll tell you the worst one I did was that we were quite keen on sport, but I hated with a vengeance cross country, particularly at this school, because it was always midwinter. And I remember sort of like it was really freezing cold, and it was this one night, and the next day I had to do cross country, and I really didn't want to do it. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I will write an excuse note to the sportsmaster, but I will copy my dad's handwriting. That's what I did. It took ages, and I was copying. It was hard, but I was doing it, and I was using the books and the dictionaries and stuff and getting it all down. And I thought, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. So I went to school the next day and got the sports, and I said, excuse me, I can't do cross country today. So why not? It's doing this letter from your dad. A vasectomy. Painful, is it, Cabot? Yes, sir, I can hardly breathe. The Bevan had the best one. Why can't you go swimming, Bevan? Time of the month, sir.
Climbed into my smart car, drove home at full power, and went out of control, 4 miles per hour. I burst the kid tire. I said, I've only had one beer. He said, you can lie. I just called to say, obscene telephone call from this bloke, and after 10 minutes he said, did I call you or did you phone? Show me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a house full of couches. Kissing your left tip across the right of this guy. Footsteps on the dashboard upside down. But ever since I've had your daughter, I've had trouble passing water. So I guess we're even all around.
Me. very much. Jeff Chatham.
Gone, gone, and I can't.
Thank you.
Decided to go to a place called the Cliff View Hotel because the waiters were handsome and they got tight asses. 20 years later, they all meet up again and decide to go for a celebration meal. And after a short discussion, decide to go once again to the Cliff View Hotel because there's an extensive wine list and they can all get pissed. 20 years later, they meet up again. And after a couple of hours discussion, decide to go to the Cliff View Hotel because the food's good and there's a grand view of the ocean. 20 years later, now in their 80s, they decide to go for a meal. And after a whole morning's discussion, decide to go to the Cliff View Hotel as they've never been there before. Same management as us back in the 60s. A management called Capable Management. That should have given us a clue. Anyway, one of the best songs that they recorded, in my opinion, was a song that was written for them by Four Seasons. I don't know, it's called The Sun and Shine.
Thank you.
Tours with Roy in the 60s, and the first one we did was where we all travelled together on a coach, you know, on the bike, and all the other chats, and loads of gear and everything. There was only a few amps and a bit of PA. So we all used to travel in the same coach, and we were on our way from Birmingham to Gretna Green, and we knew something was up when the coach driver stopped at Gretna Green and he said, "Has anybody not got a British passport?" We weren't expecting him, you know, I'm an American passport. He says, "Well, in that case, you're going to have to take the oath." Bear in mind, it was January, there was 4 inches of snow on the ground. The coach driver and Roy and his band kneeling in the snow, a snowball in one hand, passport in the other, reciting "Auld Lang Syne." Talk about brother and brother, though. Don't kill it, it's the air conditioning. Right, this is one of Roy's early songs, ladies and gentlemen. I first heard this one on a program called Jukebox Jew, remember? Yeah. I've done it too. And it's called "Old Lang Skip It."
Just ball and skip each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Ball and skip, what could I do? You
privilege to be able to do it all for my working life. I had an absolute ball. But I sort of started, you know, singing in the car with my dad, and everything shut up, and he could be listened to. And we'd sing from the minute we got in to the minute we got out. And then as I got a little older, of course, like most girls, in front of the dressing table mirror, hairbrush, all the songs of the day. But it was this next lady we'd like to play a song from that particularly inspired me then, and she still does to this day. So we'd like to have a go and do a song for you by the wonderful Dusty Springfield.
Thank you. Addicted to love.